from the world, very stupid and costly. U.S.-Iran war would end in disaster for both sides, experts predict, by David Brennan. As tensions rose between the United States and Iran this week, it was reported that the White House had considered a revised military plan to deploy 120,000 American troops to the Middle East in the event of an Iranian attack or acceleration of the country's nuclear program. President Donald Trump is reportedly still hoping for a diplomatic solution to the face-off, though some of his most senior advisors are apparently not of the same mind. An aircraft carrier strike group has been sent to the Arabian Sea, with B-52 bombers and a Patriot missile system also deployed to the region. Both Iranian and American officials have said they do not seek a war, but as tensions rise and in the absence of effective dialogue, the risk of a confrontation, whether intentional or accidental, increases. On Thursday, Democratic presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard suggested Trump and National Security Advisor John Bolton are on the brink of launching us into a very stupid and costly war with Iran. She urged supporters to join her in sending a strong message to President Trump. The U.S. must not go to war with Iran. Chaz Freeman, a former senior U.S. diplomat and now a senior fellow at Brown University's Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs, told Newsweek any war will not arise by accident or be deliberately initiated by Iran. The Washington Post reported Wednesday that Trump is becoming frustrated with aides like Bolton, whose hawkish approach to the current face-off risks accelerating military preparation at the cost of diplomacy. A conflict is unlikely to be launched by President Trump, despite his habit of posturing as a tough guy, Freeman added. It will come about because people in President Trump's entourage, responsive to Israeli arguments and wishing to ingratiate themselves with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, managed to contrive a cautious belli and produce the war they have been looking for.